From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. No deaths or injuries, but lots of damage in rural southeastern Michigan. The community of Dexter was slammed by a tornado that damaged more than 100 homes. About a dozen were leveled. It's an area northwest of Ann Arbor. A meteorologist at the National Weather Service says winds from the tornado were estimated at 135 miles per hour. Crews will be surveying the damage this morning. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is heading back to Washington after wrapping up talks in Afghanistan. NPR's Larry Abramson reports Panetta's effort to calm the uproar over the shooting deaths of 16 Afghan villagers, allegedly by an American soldier, was only partially successful.
Panetta said a key goal was to make sure that a recent shooting of Afghan villagers did not derail progress in the war against the Taliban. But a statement by Afghan President Hamid Karzai raised questions about the alliance between the two countries. Karzai said in light of the shooting, coalition forces should remain on their bases. That appears to contradict the Pentagon's plan for a slow withdrawal from combat by 2014. The Pentagon denies there's any disagreement. The secretary also tried to cement relations with the United Arab Emirates and with Kyrgyzstan. That Central Asian nation says the U.S. must shut down a military transit center there. The Pentagon says it needs that facility now more than ever. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
The attorney representing the U.S. soldier accused of killing those Afghan civilians says he's complying with the U.S. military's request that his client not be publicly identified.
There are grave concerns about security in this case, and that's one of the reasons why we're not revealing his identity.
Defense Attorney John Henry Brown speaking to reporters in Seattle. Senate Democrats are trying to make changes to a jobs bill that cleared the House and is backed by President Obama. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports it's aimed at helping small businesses and startups.
The Jobs Act would make it easier for companies to get private investors. It also makes filing requirements for initial public offerings, or IPOs, easier. But Senator Carl Levin of Michigan says the bill also strips investors of protection.
There are some things we can do and should do and will do to help small businesses raise capital, including on the Internet, by the way. But there's got to be consumer protections and investor protections when you do it.
The administration says it's in favor of much of what's in the House bill, but it wants to ensure there are, quote, sufficient safeguards to prevent abuse and protect investors. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama heads to Chicago and Atlanta today for fundraisers. The president's visit to Chicago comes ahead of Tuesday's Illinois Republican primary. Tomorrow, the Republican presidential contenders will be focusing on Missouri. This is NPR News from Washington. Later today in Chicago, a one-time aide to former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is being sentenced. Prosecutors are expected to seek several years in prison for John Harris. He worked as Blagojevich's chief of staff. Harris pleaded guilty in a deal with prosecutors to helping the former governor try to sell President Obama's former Illinois Senate seat. Harris was among those testifying at Blagojevich's corruption trial. Yesterday, Blagojevich began serving a 14-year prison sentence in Colorado. The EPA says the well water at nearly a dozen homes in Dimock, Pennsylvania, is safe to drink. Susan Phillips reports the town has been at the center of a national debate over the safety of drilling for natural gas in deep shale formations.
The EPA's water sampling did show contaminants, but none at levels unsafe to drink. Officials showed up at the home of Victoria Schweitzer with results. They told her that while the water tests showed sodium, it is safe to drink. Schweitzer says she has mixed feelings.
I'm relieved since I've been showering, bathing, and doing my laundry in this water. On the other hand, there is no explanation on how the sodium got into the water.
Schweitzer is one of several Dimock residents suing Cabot Oil and Gas over the issue. In addition to sodium, some other water tests showed arsenic, methane, and chromium or bacteria, but not at levels unsafe to drink. For NPR News, I'm Susan Phillips in Philadelphia.
An appeals court in Germany says a Florida man is the rightful owner of rare posters seized from his father by the Nazis during World War II. There are thousands of them worth an estimated $6 million to $21 million. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.